We've launched a little investigation here, Compton.
A big investigation.
Yes.
It's a big investigation about things that are shrinking. The irony of that sentence is just brilliant, isn't it? We were talking about red frogs because red frogs are now a sour version has been released, which I'm personally excited about because I love sour foods. But you were saying, Gaundy, that red frogs have shrunk over the years.
1,000%.
They've shrunk 1,000%.
They are tiny. Yeah, well, if you did the gauge on it, I'd say it would be pretty close to that.
Yeah.
They are tiny these days. There's no denying it. And it wasn't just because I was a kid. They're so small.
Definitely small. I tend to agree with you. And then we started talking about other foods. And we were like, they've gotten smaller too. What's going on here, team? 131060, we want to know, have you noticed this? Is it just us? Or have you guys noticed that there's certain foods in the confectionery and fast food areas that are smaller today than
Rochelle,
what they were?
From the Central Coast, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your food?
It's definitely Magnums, you know, the ice cream.
Oh, we know the ice cream.
Yeah.
I have noticed, and I thought I was going crazy, that they were getting smaller, and then I realised they used to sell them in Coles or Woolworths, the boxes of the minis, but now that's the regular size ones. They're like cheating us.
Yeah, because they did the minis for a bit, and now, and then I think that was a little bit of a tactic to get you used to the small ones.
Oh my gosh.
And then they
became small. And they still charge like
$6. They still taste good though.
Yeah, but you end up eating two Magnums, don't you? You can't just have the one mini Magnum. You have to go back for more.
Hey, just quickly, Rochelle, what is your favourite Magnum?
Oh, it's always been, I think it's the caramel chocolate one, and it's like chocolate
the ego.
Caramel sauce.
It's the ego,
yes,
man,
that
all
one,
the way.
Always.
Yeah, definitely. Good job.
But now you're getting less caramel. No good.
No good.
No good.
We've got Bob in Wagga. Hey, mate.
Bob, you there?
Hey, Bob.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
How are you? You haven't changed your name for radio, have you?
No,
some people do that, especially when we're investigating things.
What is the food that's getting smaller?
Absolutely, the Big Mac.
What? The Little Mac?
Yeah, the Big Mac. Yeah. See, now, for me, that was one that I thought, well, maybe I am getting bigger. And I remember as a kid, the
they
Big Mac.
They look ginormous. When you're a kid and you, if you get the gift of a Big Mac when you're a child, that's heaven. And they're huge. They're the size of your head.
Well, you know they're getting smaller, Bob, when they do. So there's the Big Mac, but then there's like the extra Big Mac or something, which is probably just the old Big Mac.
The double Big Mac?
No, they've done like a...
I think they're probably the same height, but I just don't think they're the same diameter.
No.
Oh, you reckon they're shrinking inwards?
Yes.
Mm. Well, when you used to watch the ads, they'd have them in two hands, and now it's just sort of two fingers holding the Big Mac. So there could be something to that for sure,
That's
Bob.
That's a really good point, Gaundy. Gee, you're a good detective.
Now I feel like a Big Mac. Let's go to Beck. Beck, good morning. Welcome to the investigation. Foods that have shrunk. What's yours?
Cadbury family block of chocolate.
Ooh. Oh, no longer for the family, hey? Not big enough for the family.
How do you know this?
250 grams, but now they're less than 200 grams.
I feel like Cadbury came out and stated this, though, and they said, we are shrinking, the block, as opposed to just doing it over time.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that one.
Missed the announcement?
You missed that press release.
Yeah, Beck's annoyed.
That didn't come up in Beck's newsfeed.
Oh, no. But you still go back, you still buy the family, or is it better off buying two regular blocks now?
That's a good idea.
No, you just buy the family anyway.
Just buy family.
Just buy two family blocks.
Why would you change your ways? Just stick to it, even though they've changed theirs.
Ripping you off.
We're adding that to the list, Beck. Thank you.
We've got Michelle. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Foods that are getting smaller.
Wait, this is an inside job here from Beck.
Sorry,
Michelle. Michelle, you're a whistleblower on this, are you?
I am. I'm a whistleblower.
Oh, my God.
I used to work for Pizza Hut.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Do tell.
Yeah, so this was back quite a few years ago, and the price of the pizzas was getting quite high, and people were starting to complain about the price of them. And so they actually shrank the size of all the pizzas, but left the price the same.
How do you shrink the size of the pizza? Like, what do they do?
They just started. They had to issue out all new pans because we still had corn and dough back then.
We started making smaller pizzas. Well, you can get small, medium, large, and family size. So they probably just sort of condensed that down.
Whoa.
Do you know if they went back to the old ways of making pizza, or have they still stuck to that smaller? Because I think of Pizza Hut, and I think of going to like the family. Yeah, all you can eat, family stuff.
All you can eat, and the dessert bar was amazing.
So are they still making the smaller pizzas, do you think?
Oh. And the actual size of the pizzas came in just before they walked in, all that all you can eat and that
Well, it sounds like you're breaking up there. Yeah. I think Michelle is being silenced.
Yeah, Pizza Hut.
I think they've got onto that. They've got a drone flying overhead and they've shot her down.
You're like, oh my God.
That's what happens to whistleblowers. She now has to go to some embassy and she's got to go into witness protection and into hiding for blowing the lid on that one.
They thought, we knew this day would come. We must stop this. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, guys.
It opens a big door to food that have shrunk. We'll continue to investigate this.
I don't know where the investigation goes now, but there's a lot to think about.
Probably like most things on our show.
And I'm really hungry now, too.
Nowhere.